Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawahis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. And hello, we are live. I know the promo music, what you just heard says we weren't live, but we are live tonight, and I had the wrong audio queued up. We've got Benny LeBeau on the line, and before Benny speaks, I'd like to point out that, there's been some amazing things that have happened right after Benny's done ceremony. Now, and I'd like Benny to comment on this. I know he's going to be kind of humble about it, but... And of course, we know Creator, is in charge of all things. But, back when the Yellowstone caldera was rumbling, Betty did ceremony and quieted that. And then there was a huge drought a few years ago in California. Betty went down, did ceremony. Excuse me, Blue Thunder went down, did ceremony. And now, here in... So I was just curious about the dates and... So, Blue Thunder, yeah, go ahead and let us know, tell us about this drought and when you started doing ceremony and if you noticed any coincidences. Welcome to Blue Thunder.
Well, thank you there, Blue Archer. Anyway, again, I'm from the Wind River Indian Reservation from Wyoming. I'm an Eastern Shoshone from there, and I had a lot of dreams and visions, especially when the Super Yellowstone Volcano was preparing to explode back in 2004. So we did a ceremony on Mother's Day on May 8th, 2004. Prepared a huge medicine wheel ceremony and with 19 points around the Grand Teton, 600 miles away, all those points, sacred site. And I went out and got with individuals and groups of all cultures and nations to heal those sacred sites and prepare for this ceremony on May 8th. So it took me several months before May 8th came, 2004. And we did this sound healing. It's a vibrational tones and chants with drums and all kinds of musical instruments from all cultures. When we vibrated the earth, we cleared and cleaned the negative thoughts and emotions out of the electromagnetic energy force fields of the earth, wind, fire, and water elements, in other words. That healed the energy lines on the earth known as the web of life to many, our grandmother spider's web to the Native Americans, and other cultures alike around the world. They all have a story about this web of life. So when we cleared and cleaned the past historical drama and trauma out of the environment, this is what we're doing to heal droughts. And so we healed a lot of places that had droughts at that time, activated springs to run and more rain to come in. But by healing the web of life is looking into the historical drama and trauma of the environment. So the environment takes on the actions of the people. So the people are angry, upset, mad, having situations. Every word, every thought transfers into the earth. And it transfers into the water, especially in Yellowstone, and then that causes a vibrational energy of resentment, anger, explosive energy. So that represents nature in motion that may become ill and sick. And it did, and so we did that ceremony to clean and clear the negative energy out of the water, the earth, the wind, and the fire elements to calm that energy in order to calm the volcano's caldera that rose almost 10 stories tall, was going 11 stories. When we did that, the geysers opened and the steam vented out in Yellowstone National Park. So there's a lot of the ceremonies that we're providing and bringing awareness about are about Mother Earth using sound, tones, and vibrations and chants and intentions and decrees known as prayers that we imprint the earth with on the energy lines known as the ley lines, which many people call the communication lines, spirit lines, song lines, and the web of life. And so that's those ley lines. And there's many names for them in the many cultures. And then since then, May 8th of 2004, I did other ceremonies in Big Bear, California, where we provided and healed another historical drought with this way of doing things in these medicine hole ceremonies. And that one was 200 miles across with 8 major sacred sites, 100 miles from the center. And that center of that one was Big Bear, California. And the center in the Grand Tetons, well, the Grand Teton Medicine Well was to heal Yellowstone. And then we did another one in Atlanta, Georgia in 2008, in May of 2008, and we healed that historical drought that was in several states there, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. And then the historical drought was over within 9 months. But by the time March came of 2009, the historical drought was called over. And so because of these things, we can heal a lot of these places in the sacred sites. So I've been working on volcanoes, clearing the energy, and providing scientific proof and information with the data. And now this proves through science that what we're doing as Native Americans and people in Central America and South America, the indigenous nations or the red nations that are from Turtle Island here, we're providing a great service, a peace for the environment. And also providing messages about how Mother Earth's laws work, or the laws of peace, known as nature's laws. So we've been providing this information and bringing awareness about peace on the planet that brightens up the colors of light on the earth, known as the Warrior Rainbow Prophecy, that mentioned that many of us would bring back this ancient wisdom and knowledge at this time, but we'd have to be really strong of character and heart to get through this, because many of us would be persecuted by the rest of humanity and even our own people. And so, you know, I went through that for several years, for 13 years since 2000 and coming to this time in 2012. Now it's 2013, went by 2014 here now. And now Mother Nature's on a shift again, and we got droughts on the West Coast and Washington, Oregon, and California, even though there's water and rain coming in and other things. You know, there's a lot of things happening in the environment, and we haven't even got into the spring time yet, and also into the summer months, and then we're going into the fall and winter. And then what I was told is now to bring awareness about setting the healing for the next several equinoxes and solstice ceremonies that represent the four seasons. So right now we're on the moving from Washington and Oregon, and right now we're at Mount Shasta. So we've been providing ceremonies and bringing a lot of rain. And so there's still a lot of springs are shut down, and the hot springs are shutting down. So we have a lot of work to do to clear this volcanic energy on the Pacific Rim. And right now we're in Ashland, Oregon yesterday and in the Jackson Well Springs areas and many other springs. The springs are shutting down up in the mountains and they're sealing up, and so the hot springs are not providing water like they were, so the vents are closing. So that means there's going to be a lot of volcanic energy going on. A lot of rain is coming in now. We've been doing a lot of work, but then there's still some things to do to clear the negative energy in the environment, or the negative thoughts and emotions that were recorded in the electromagnetic energy, known as this crystalline energy. It's all crystal. Everything is crystal on the earth in those elements. We're all made of crystals. That's why we call ourselves rainbow people, because we're made of colors of light. And through myself and our tribes, of the Shoshones and other tribes, this rays of light that we're charged of from is known as seven arrows. And so that seven colors of light that charge our chakras and our body and our being are seven spinning energies, like medicine wheel spinning us. It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And when those energies, those colors spin together, they make white light. So that represents the great spirit as a life force energy of creation. And when we're like that, we have a lot of peace in our body. No negativity, anger, hatred, or resentment towards ourselves and others outside of that. We have a power in our being to make the rain fall or to activate springs or bless people with our thoughts. So we're looked at as magical people, known as medicine men and women, or shamans. There's many names for people like myself and others. But we call ourselves people of wisdom, of knowledge of the earth, that what we can do, other people can do. So that's what we're teaching, this kind of wisdom. So this is what we're doing at this time. And I'm calling it the Tur to heal the droughts and other issues in the environment. And I was told that we would travel two times from the north-south and two times from the south-north. So that means going back and forth from the north to the south, and that would be like four swoops down, back, down, back up. And heal these sacred sites and bring awareness about how to keep the environments pristine and clear, and ask all the cultures and nations to understand that they're the stewards in their areas, and it's important for them to consider how their thoughts and emotions and actions of societies are causing these disasters, and the disasters are the reflections of the people's energies, how they're acting in the areas, and things like that. So when we can understand that and they know these things, then this represents a message for peace. Then we do blessing ceremonies and healing ceremonies for those who are out of balance and clear some of those things from them, so they have a jump start and get a head start more in life again because of what's happening with the energies coming in from above in the galactic center or the Milky Way and coming from the core of Mother Earth is vibrating upwards towards us on the surface and above us coming in from the universe or from the sky. And we're like being pressurized like a piece of coal, and we're going to turn into pure crystal. So we're in a pressure-type energy, and we're being pressurized like that coal. And when we're going into this pressure, that means our negative thoughts and emotions are rising to the surface in us and within us. And so we're told to clear those thoughts and emotions and heal up over anger, resentment, negativity, hatred, jealousy, resentment, lies, deceit, corruption. Anyone who holds on to these ways will have a tough time making it through the force field. So it's like a big river of energy flowing in towards us and bombarding us from above, bombarding us from below, and it's known as a cosmic flow. It's like a cosmic river of energy flowing in. So we're told to go with the flow. No, Mother Earth will be fine. She's shifting, and she's going through these disasters, but she has to shape-shift her body and turn herself into pure crystal again. But the energy that's coming in will clear the toxins, the poison, the angers and the resentments out of the environment. So by doing these things, we're sending a message to humanity to really know that we're doing our best and we're getting through this, and the people who are angered, upset, and not very peaceful, and that means all leaders, every individual is affected. So if we're going to be like that, that river of that flowing energy known as a cosmic fire is coming in, and it's telling us if we're not going to walk in peace, we're not going to match that vibration, because if anger has a vibration, so does resentment, so does lies, so do those who control people in slavery through man-made laws or through the negative things we've been fooled through religion, and education has been controlling us for a long time and gets us to be the slaves for the planet worldwide. But now it's coming a time that we're going to clear up those things and take the best of what we can, honoring each other for each other, following our own hearts or having free will, honoring everybody for whatever they would choose to do, and stay neutral on everything. That means peace. And no matter what's going on, it's not to take on anybody's thoughts or emotions or actions of others, especially their children or sisters or mothers or fathers or grandfathers or relatives, and stay in peace. And they're making those things for themselves. It's not us. If we feel we got to go there and it's painful, the energy coming in will cause us an illness or sickness within our body. And if we don't choose to stay in peace, let people take care of their own things. If it doesn't feel good in a person's heart, then the message is don't go there because you could hurt yourself. And that means when energy is coming in, if you go there and feel pain or hurt or jealousy or resentment or feel sad or pity for yourself, then that's an energy that won't match vibration coming in. So the prophecies have told all cultures and nations that a time was coming that only those who would choose peace, love, and harmony would match, would inherit the earth. In other words, they would match that vibration. That's what I'm getting at. And that vibration is thoughts, emotions, and actions in our own mind and the thoughts that we would now match those vibrations. And if we chose not to be peaceful, then those vibrations would erase us from the planet with war, fighting, tumors, cysts, leukemias, brain tumors, car wrecks, suicide, fighting in wars. Those who were angry would turn against each other. Those ones would clear themselves off the planet automatically because they wouldn't match the vibrations coming in from the galactic center or the Milky Way or coming from the core of the Earth. It's coming towards the surface. And if the people are not going to choose peace, they're not going to be here much longer. And we see that resentment and fighting and war going all around the world. The Earth is shifting, and it's shape-shifting into peace, so they call it the Great Shift. There's many stories in the tribes of the world that talks about a big sound coming. And like the Mormons, Moroni is at the top of the tabernacle, and in the last days it say the angels will blow this horn and go make a sound, and that's the sound that will hit. Everyone will hear a sound, and that's when the earth shape shifts into purity. And if we're matching the vibrations of peace and love and have purified our thoughts and emotions and cleaned up our body and purified it by having more pure food, pure thoughts, pure actions, and that's purity. And then we'll match those vibrations and we'll make it through gently. And there's many ways to do that. People can purify their food with their thoughts. They're more powerful. Then they can, like the many masters in the past, could turn like, there's many people that could turn like wine into water. And now, this is called alchemy. Now, we can all change these things, but the thing is, it's up to the people to recognize that we have a power more than what people may understand, that we do have this power. Our thoughts from the power of our heart, when we're in peace, have a power to transform even the chemtrails in the sky or the radiation coming from Japan. And we can transform all those things and turn them back into gentle energy, because we're all full of radiation, and radiation is needed on the planet because that's what gives us our life. There's all kinds of electrical energy in this radiation. So we can turn this radiation that's turned to causing death and harmfulness that once was something that was peaceful and loving and in a good way, but then they took it and they shape-shifted it to turn it to be deadly. Well, whatever is deadly could be shape-shifted to be turned back into what it once was, and that's what we call alchemy. So something that was something that now turned into something that wasn't supposed to be could change and be turned back into something that would be better for the environment with our thoughts under intention, sound, storms, and vibrations. So if we could get 1,000 people, 2,000, and 3,000, and 4,000 people putting thoughts out on this climate change things, and then we could calm everything down and bless everything that now we still have gentle shifts, and we change the harsh shifts of the planet, and we'd have easier, gentler lives to go with Mother Earth as she now purifies herself and cleans herself up. So the polar cap's melting. It's like her. She's been contaminated and has turned kind of, she needs to take a bath, in other words. So she's cleaning herself up with these certain aspects of nature shifting in the water. So right now we got a bunch of water floating across the world here and there. It comes and goes. So that's what's happening. So she wants us to understand a lot of these things. So a lot of us communicate with Mother Earth Spirit. We communicate with the Great Spirit. to communicate with the trees, rivers, rocks, animals, birds, whales, dolphins, grass, a blade of, all kinds of plants. And so they're telling us what's going on with the nature, and that's the prayers that we put in and shape-shift the energy where they're sick and ill, heal the holes and the cuts in earth where the life force energy is leaking out of Mother Earth, and all kinds of things like this. So we're asking the cultures to join us on this tour going up and down the coastlines on the West Coast. Their knowledge is of peace underneath nature's laws. So we're promoting peace. And, you know, if there's warring and fighting in the area, and we're talking about peace, peace will not come very well because the warring and fighting is spinning on the sacred sites and the vortex is an energy, and it replays itself. And that's why they say history repeats itself all the time, because whatever you do gets caught in those force fields and spins and continues to spin with those thoughts and makes those things happen all the time. And then it touches us as it's spinning, the environment's energies, and we're energy. It gets in our thoughts and emotions, and then we play out the warring and fighting, lying, deceiving, rapes, murders, suicides. They'll continue, and the warring and fighting of each other. So we go in and we clean and clear up the environmental energy of the post-traumatic stress and the crystal energy of the electromagnetic energy force fields of the elements. And then we put peace into the area, and peace will replay. Replay, replay. That means when peace comes, we rose and match the earth's vibration with our prayers and songs that matches the vibration coming in from the galactic center, the Milky Way, the sun, stars, moon, and the planets are vibrating this energy, and it's all matching peace, love, and harmony, and taking care of each other, loving each other. That's the vibration coming in. If we're like that, then we'll survive on the planet. So all we've got to do is have peace on Earth, on Mother Earth, and wait. But there's a lot of disasters coming in these areas. So what we're asking humanity to do is to come on, let's get together. The prophecy said that the warrior rainbows would come and gather the nations together and pull this off, colors light. That means we would clear the elements, bless them, and we'd have gentle, peaceful, loving shifts. And the harshness of the people's actions would not be cleared out of the web of life by these ceremonies. And if this isn't done in the areas where they're talking about peace, there could never be any peace in those warring countries, because if they don't clear the environment, it's going to keep repeating itself. And that's why we see these things going on and on and on and won't stop. But the only way it's going to stop is they're going to stop themselves, and they're going to destroy themselves, every individual, and they're going to take themselves off the planet by their actions. So all we got to do is stay in peace and wait and have patience and bless our areas. It's not going to be the governments who come in and bless the environment. It's not going to be any organization of governmental agencies or environmental agencies. It's going to be the wisdom of the ancient wisdom of the prophecy keepers that bring this awareness of the ones that you've been talking to and been promoting this information, and your site is very important. And I really, really hope that these listeners out there will support you, donate funds to you, to keep you on board and help you, and people like me and others alike, that we need your help out there. And so for me, I need a lot of help too, going up and down the West Coast. Right now, I just broke down in Mount Shasta. My rear end gave out in the vehicle, so now I'm sitting over here, stranded, and so I was now hoping to, before I left, to have a better vehicle. But the thing is, we're doing the best we can, but we need help from sponsors and others like you, me, many others. So I put a prayer and a thought that we all get this help. So I'm praying for like a little motorhome, funds and finances, so we can travel up and down the coastline. That way you won't have to stay with people. We got our stuff in the vehicle and things like that. So I put that thought in for everyone alike that's doing this work around the world for the benefit of bringing peace to everyone equally, for the benefit of all of creation. I really, really put my thought out, my heartfelt feelings to humanity that may be hearing this message tonight. If you have a vehicle and you want to donate that small little motorhome to us and help us with gas and funds, I really thank you, because we do this work on donations. And, you know, we're just people out here, everyday people, doing the best we can. Now we got a lot of people out there with funds and finances and riches. And this work is protecting their families. And they may not even know what's going on with this. But we'd like them to become re-educated with this information. So what I'm doing, and others alike, for our organization called Earth Wisdom Foundation, is a nonprofit. Anyone wants to help out, you can get a tax write-off or just donate, however you want to do that. And the same is similar for you and your organization. And because of these things, it's very, very important and detrimental to Mother Earth's health and humanity alike is to protect our children and our families with these kinds of awarenesses and bringing these things into play to help our cultures recognize that we are the ones we've been waiting for. We have this great heart in ourselves, and everyone wants peace. And we're to honor the darkest, darkest soul of the night. Quit fighting the dark. Honor this dark. Respect the darkness and love the darkness just as much as you would love the light. That means peaceful, loving people, you love them, and you love the warring, fighting people. If you put anger and hatred on them, that transfers into the environment. Then the environment attacks us through these droughts, tornadoes, fires, floods, droughts, illnesses and sicknesses and poison toxins in the environment. And that kind of like it attacks us. But that's how the energy is. Whatever you put out, you get back. Because the energy hears only what it hears and does what it hears and does what it does. Those are those elements, neutrons, protons, electrons. It's all scientific. So what these informational seminars and lectures and talks are doing up and down the coast is about scientific proof, evidence that traditional knowledge and wisdom now has proven that through sounds, tones, and vibrations, our chants, the drummings, through gourds, through flutes, through whistles, through crystal bowls and harps, and many other techniques that all cultures have, we're calling them to come to the circle, to balance the four directions, that black, white, yellow, and red nations alike could come together and heal the environment like the prophecies say through the Warrior of the Rainbow prophecy. And so you have those prophecies, and you've been promoting them for many, many years now. So I really thank you, Blue Water, for doing your work.
You bet.
I'll just stop right there. Maybe you have a question or two or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
But this is what we're up to.
Where are you broken down?
In Mount Shasta, so there's droughts over here. So
okay.
We're doing ceremonies. And
I was thinking if you were up in Oregon. If you're up in Oregon near Eugene, Rolling Thunder's son is west of Eugene, 20 or 30 miles in Blatchley. He's got a ceremonial center there called Nanishunte, and I don't know whether you know about him or not.
Yes, I do. We were just there about 3 days ago doing
the
group there.
Good.
And we left there and we came down this way and doing more talks, visiting with other groups to get them to join us and to come together on the coastlines to heal the environmental issues. It's just not about the droughts. It's about the volcanic energy, about the fault lines, about many, many issues like that. So we can bring an awareness that we can heal these things. We can go into the colleges and other places like this up and down the coastline. We're working on that, setting up talks. So we're asking for people in California, Washington, and many areas to think about doing these kinds of things. So, you know, to join us, and if they want to join us, then call us and tell us about your center. So we're looking to talk to 100 people, 500 people. It would be great to talk to 3,000 people in one setting. But right now we're working with bringing awareness where 30, 40, 50, and 100 people come together. The more awareness we bring, hopefully more people will be aware, hoping that the governor and in the states of Washington, Oregon, and California would come sit at the table with us so we could show them these presentations about how the sacred sites work, what they do and what they represent, how they bring health to us by the electrical current and the magnetic energies that gives us our life force energy to survive, that, you know, the trees need this electrical energy, the humans, the animals, the birds, the rivers, the clouds, everything works on this energy. And when those sacred sites are bothered, they lose their power of electrical current, like the current in the battery in the car, and if we touch those mountains, it loses its charge. And we say bad things or negative things or war and fight on the mountain around the springs, and they lose their power and they promote the thoughts that was said there, because now the mountain will start vibrating those thoughts, and then it turns into the people's vibration, and then they'll replay those actions that was done there. That's where we're told never to go up on those mountains unless you're purified and clean and clear, and every footprint, every walk is your vibration. If you're negative, you're speaking bad words, you're not to go up there, because you could deharmonize that mountain's energy. And there's a lot of things like this that can be proven in scientific facts and data and information that matches the tribal nations' knowledges and stories. Now, many of them, the tribes understand this, and many have forgotten, but we're here to help bring a memory back so that we can all remember together. And that's what these prophecies say. So this is where we're in this time now, because Mother Nature is forcing us together. And she said she's going to take her gifts back in the areas that the people don't pay attention so that she can force us together, and then we're going to have to do something. And this is what's taking place now. She is forcing us together because of how nature is. we don't do something about it, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe you're broken down in Shasta because Creator wants you to stay longer than you planned.
I was told, so we got things to do here. And we're going to be here, and we got talks to do here from the 12th to the 16th, so we got more work to do from now till the 16th to bring more awareness in the area, so the Creator has a great plan, and so that's that. But we do need to get it worked on and fixed, and that takes funds and finances. And
what kind of
vehicle
you got?
I use a lot of crystals and magnets. It's an Astro Van.
Oh, okay.
It's the older one. It's not new, but that's the kind of vehicles we've been using, and they're pretty worn out because we use them. We've traveled many, many miles, so we're looking for updates, you know, or newer vehicles and different things to do this work. And so, you know, it's just a thing that we do. So I haven't worked for a long time. My work is this, and it's all been on donations. And they come and go.
Yeah, I heard
sometimes
that.
Sometimes we get a lot of funds. Sometimes we don't get any at all. And that's just the purposes of how we do our work, and it's just the way it is for now. But we're putting our thoughts in for better finances, better sponsors at this time. I feel that people are going to come forward at this time. I know they will. And I thank them and bless them for their hearts of sharing all their abundances to help bless Mother Earth. And people like myself really need your help. And so like Blue Otter and many other of us are out here doing this work, men and women both. So I really ask the listeners out there that may be hearing this, spread the messages, spread rumors out there that we need your help. Some of them got so many abundances that they can never spend it all yet, but the rest of us are having a little time with all that. If you help us, we help you, because the environment is what is going to bless us all. We can bring all the water back. The water that's ever been here is still here. It's never left. And we can heal the harsh winters, calm them down so they'd be gentle winters and calm winds. And all that. In order to do that, we got to clear the energy in the environment so it'll stop. And it's going to take us to do that. And that's the knowledge that we have as Native Americans.
Speaking of energy, you know, in 1860, as I recall, there was an arc storm there in California. It was a 40-day storm, and it flooded the entire Central Valley of California. I think Sacramento was under 4 feet of water. And Bakersfield, all that was underwater. And it apparently had happened many times before, because when they first settled California, the Central Valley was just like a sandy beach. And it was, the U.S. Cavalry patrolled it with camels, believe it or not. And, of course, then when they started irrigating it, they were able to... they basically feed the nation. And look at the energy that was going on in this country in 1860. That was right before Civil War started.
Well, we understand how that happened now. If you understand how that thoughts, those vibrations, all that transferred in the environment caused nature to be in a certain way, and then things happen. If you look back how nature shifted and changed, you see the weather.
Yeah.
I'll be proven now.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rolling Thunder shared with me one time about how the Hopi taught him to bring rain. And he said it had to do with a certain kind of a beetle. And he'd go out in the desert and find that beetle, and then he would take a little stick and he'd tap on the little beetle, and then he'd bring rain. He lived in Carlin, Nevada. And here's this guy, he bought an old brothel. I think it had about 12 bedrooms, so he could have room for lots of relatives and guests. And but this place that he lived on, it was like a jungle in the middle of a desert. It was unbelievable. The trees and the things he was able to... There were people that brought seeds from all over the world. There were things that were growing there that by rights really should not have been growing there. And it was just amazing. Just an amazing place.
Well, he had the power and the knowledge of nature, and so he helped things grow with his thoughts and his love that he had for things, and he brought that awareness to many people, and he did those things. And so we're doing the same similar things out here. He was a phase of elders that came through, then they went away, then... And here came some more. Now it's my turn and my phase. And so we're still continuing on what they started all the way back to the hippie movements. And it was the Native Americans who kind of brought that one through, and then that activated them. And now here we are. We're still moving. And now the time is where all nations and cultures are the same and equals. It's not like the Native Americans have the first say on anything. It's like everyone has a first way to speak with each other and a way to bring awareness of that. We can never own the sacred sites. They never were ours. We were only sponsored and given our covenants to take care of them and share them with everyone. We were given our songs and we were to share them with everyone. Because if we ever thought we owned anything, we thought we owned the water and the wind and the earth, we'd turn each other against each other. And through that, so that's what we're told. How could you sell the earth? How could you sell the water? If you did, then you start turning into greed and materialism. Then we could turn each other against each other, and our thoughts would enter into the environment, then the environment would turn against us. And that's what's happening now. But it's a way to share things, honor each other. But this is a time now where those who choose that, that's the way, and that's what the Hopi's been saying. Those things, because they say there's a river flowing and the energy's coming fast. You're going to jump on board with the flow of the river, push off the shore, leave those behind that are negative, angry, hateful, and jealous. And if you hang out with them, then you'll only have sadness and sorrow in your heart. And that means you're not going to match that vibration of that river flowing in, known as the cosmic river. Is this cosmic energy of magnetic electrical current coming in. If we don't match those vibrations, that's a river, that's the flow. If we don't go with the flow of that, we don't have a chance to make it through.
Yeah.
That's going to shape shift the tectonic plates. They're going to start. They're already shifting, and they're shifting fast worldwide.
Yeah, that's
so we gotta,
true.
So we're told to bring awareness now, to bring a message about how peace works. And what I'm doing is bringing that to those who work with me, and we're doing our best, all of us, all that we are is underneath the Great Spirit says, I am all that you all are down there, and I gave you the power, like me, to create things, what one could do, another could do, and remember, I am what you all are, and you are creators. You were sent there to create beauty. I gave you the power, and you were told these covenants, and you were told whatever you say, you make happen. You'll have a beautiful life, or you won't have a life that won't be beautiful. So remember these laws, remember these messages. These are the original instructions to you, all of you cultures on the earth. Remember these things, and we were sent here. We were created here. And we're brought into existence. And now here we are. What are we going to do? We got to do something. And if people don't know what to do about something, well, the messages I'm sharing is that something to consider, and those who chose to do it will be happy and joyful and peaceful and healthy and sharing things together. Now, this is what this is all about now. I mean, we don't have much time left.
No, we sure don't. You know, Creator just put it in my mind to ask me, what was life like, you know, when you were a young man and growing up never have asked you a whole lot about, you know, how you, the process you went through and how you ended up in this work from when you were little.
Well, I was born in a time when the Bureau of Indian Affairs were now taking control of the people through boarding schools. In 1950, I was born on the Wind River Indian Reservation, and my mother was part Irish, and my dad, and Paiute, that she was, and my dad was Shoshone, and part Arapaho, and so I was a mixture of those cultures to them, and so I grew up being born on the Wind River Indian Reservation there, and I remember when the people were very, very happy in a time, and the elders were happy, the land was beautiful, and was just vibrant and full of colors, and then I watched the people turn more against each other because they were sent to boarding school. They were coming back sad and sorrowful. They forgot how to be parents, and then my parents forgot how to be parents. Religions were there telling us how to think and believe, putting us into fear. Then we had the Bureau of Indian Affairs, had rules and regulations for stopping the ceremonies. And now they made powwows. People were in the powwows doing ceremonies and disguised as dancing, just dancing, but they were actually doing ceremonies. Then they were going out up in the mountains, hiding, doing ceremonies or sun dances and other kinds of ceremonies. Then eventually we got to a place where some people could start doing the ceremonies. But by the time the ceremonies started happening again, the people were warring and fighting in the sun dances and the sweat lodge ceremonies and the peyote ceremonies. and most other ceremonies, and people had turned against each other. And even though the Native Americans were doing the best they could, they had issues in their own lands with each other. And if you live on a reservation, sure, we talk about Native Americans, this and that, but that's what I saw change. And then I was getting all these dreams and visions and messages. I went to the military when I was 19, came back until I was 24. And then things had changed again, and I started to have more dreams and visions. I joined back into the Sun Dances and the Sweat Lodge ceremonies. Now I was asked to build the ceremonies, build the Sweat Lodges, build the Sun Dance Lodges, go get this, go get that. So I was like the little guy that was helping, and then pretty soon I was doing all that. Then pretty soon they looked at me and asked me to be a leader in the Sun Dances or in the Sweat Lodges and things like that. And then I just started doing what I was doing. And then we were studying rock art and petroglyphs in our land, because that was where the original instructions of how nature's laws are, the ceremonies written there, and the pictures and the symbols, how they all carry power and wisdom. So there's only a few of the elders left, so I joined them. And I was studying with them for 20, 30, 40 years. And then they passed away. And then I came out. I was now told to share this information to help heal the environment, like the volcanoes and Yellowstone. So it was that kind of information. And then using that knowledge and how to use the life forces of how to bring power and energy to bring rain with animals and the spirits and different things, like you're talking about rolling thunder. There are certain ways to make energy and to make water or to make anything happen. So that means that you're a creator of energy, like the Great Spirit said. You can do what I can do. And that was the information and what the people had, that I seen that kindly it just disappeared. And then the people just mimicked the ceremonies. It's like they just remembered them. But then it was like, well, can you hear the river speaking? And a lot of them couldn't. And could you hear the wind? Could you hear the trees? And there were any ceremonies, but they couldn't hear them. And so I could hear them, and a lot of the other younger ones and certain ones, but they weren't the leaders. They were now being controlled by other leaders. We didn't want to tell anyone, they couldn't hear, but they were doing the ceremonies and just kind of memorized them. And they're going through the role of doing all that, but it's not saying it was any bad or any good, it's just that things happened. And then I was to bring awareness about that, so I started this and started doing that. But then when I started doing this and bringing this awareness, it was like my own people attacked me, the other tribes attacked me, white nations attacked me. No matter where I went, I was attacked. And then some people joined, but I was now under major attack. And so I did my best to make it through, and I did, and I'm still here. It's better than ever now than it was 13 years ago, because now that stopped and slowed down. And anyone who's going to be mad on me now, they're attacking themselves. But you could get away with it before 2012. But after 2012, the energy became so strong. Now we're not going to get away with anything about being negative. And that's where I came from, and that's what I learned. That's what I understood by the spirits and the messages and the trees and the rivers and rocks, by hearing them all and speaking, talking to me, telling me what was needed for prayers and intentions in the ceremonies, and listening to the women everywhere. And they were awake. We could hear the mountains and the valleys and rivers and nature talking. So through that, they were my great teachers, for the women, for those 13 years. I met all cultures and nations of these women. And there were men, too. And then the children, they could hear. And they were the great teachers. They're the one that gave me my strength and enthusiasm. If it wouldn't have been for them, I don't know what I would have done. I thought I was crazy. I thought I was going nuts. I thought, well, what is this all about? And pretty soon I just went, oh, okay, I see now. And then through that, I just kind of blossomed into my work, and now I knew I could heal droughts, I could heal volcanoes, and so we did all these things. And the people came and joined us, and it was with their help. It wasn't just by myself, but it was me sponsoring and gathering people. And I'm still doing it, and it has protected many places and made a lot of people millions of dollars, and they have no idea that we even did the work to make the environments beautiful, and they just went ahead and then developed Earth again, and all the work we did disappeared. Then we had to come back in and retune the environment again. Now we're here again to retune it again. And so everyone's benefiting from it one way or another. So we're asking those who benefited and got more than enough to help us benefit by traveling around and getting this work done and bringing this awareness to this educational purposes of what I'm doing through Earth, Wisdom Foundation, is the educational format you know, with an with environmental wisdom and knowledge that can be proven in science. It's real. So I got these PowerPoint presentations that show the animation, how the earth works, how everything is put together, and the vibrations, colors, sounds, tones, and energy. And when people see that, they go, wow. And then I say, this is what we do in the ceremonies, and then we all go out and teach them how it works, and we go out and we promote these the ways, and what happens? Nature shifts and changes and turns beautiful. So that's what I'm asking these cultures and nations to really, come on, let's come together in peace. Let's get over these differences. For if we choose not, then the energy is going to teach many lessons to many. It's already happening. Look around us. Look what's going on with the fellow brothers and sisters, our own children, our mothers and fathers, our grandpas and grandmas, the governments, leaders worldwide, in the schools, in the churches, in the Native American groups, in the white groups, in the yellow groups, in the black groups. All of you, look around and see what's happening. How can you find peace if you choose not to understand how words and thoughts affect us and how those make the environment the way it is? If you really don't understand these things, how can there ever be peace until you know what it means? So this is what I ask everyone. And that's what I've been asked by the Great Spirit and Mother Earth and my ancestors and the trees and the rivers ask me, present this information, help them. They need help to remember. Bless them, for they forgot. It's in their cells, it's in their wisdom, it's in their blood, it's in their veins, it's in their bodies. Ask them to get out of their anger and hatred and jealousy, and that wisdom will come from deep within their hearts, and they will awaken and begin to remember. Because everyone has it within them. It's like myself and many others. And that's what I found out, that all of a sudden I became peaceful. I just began to remember how the ceremonies worked, and how energy works, and how spirit works, known as power. I go to the sacred sites, vision quests, ask questions, gather information, and come back to the power of knowledge, how energy works. Now you have power. You gathered your power. You gathered your wisdom. Now you become a medicine person. And that's what all cultures and nations are doing around the world in one way or another. And here we are now. So I'm asking everyone, remember. Come on, brothers and sisters, all cultures and nations. Remember. Let's get over these things that aren't even worth being upset or mad about or really nothing at all. How you've been mad for 20 years over something that isn't really even important. And we're making it important because we think it's important, but it's really not. Mm-hmm. Let it go so you can have peace in your life so you can be healthy. Because that unhealthiness makes stress, that makes dis-ease in our life, that brings on the diseases. So we're making our own diseases and illnesses and sicknesses, along with the other poisons and toxins in the environment. They're getting us too, along with all that. But now's the time that we can change all that. Once we get with them. Sure.
Now you might be aware that when the military forces went into Iraq, there was a lot of interest in the antiquities and everything that were found there. Are you aware that a pyramid was recently found in Crimea, which is where...
And where?
Right where, you know, Russia has invaded and all the stuff's going on. And what kind of mischief do you think these governments could get into messing around with pyramids? Now, this is while you think about that for a minute, I will pull up this article and read a little bit about it, and maybe you can just give folks an idea about what pyramids are all about.
Well, what I understand is that there's a lot of pyramids that are going to be found at this time, and they're underneath our mountains, and they've been covered up with trees and soil. The time will come when they're like the pyramids in Egypt and in South America, Central America, that they're going to start showing themselves. They're going to be found more and more. When any culture or nation finds them, they're like energy, and whatever you say there or do will make things happen in a positive way or negative way. If they're negative people warring and fighting and they put their thoughts there, they'll make more negative things happen. So when these cultures are out there warring and fighting, and they find these places, and they start digging up these antiquities and all these things, and they're going to be promoting greed, materialism, and other things to happen. But there's also prophecies that said when they find those places, there'll be wisdom and knowledge that will be given that will represent a wisdom to bring back the truth, so they'll find them. But the thing is to bring them a message that bless these areas as we're there and clean up the old energy, because if you dig into old energy places, there's a lot of people have died and perished, warring and fighting. So it's covered up with all that information. Is to go in there and clear up all that energy before they take anything out of there and do a ceremony and clean it up, so that that energy will be bright and clean with those texts and information that's coming out. And so this will promote a clearing and a blessing of all the old energy to be cleared from those artifacts and other things, because they carry vibration and energy and promote those things to happen that entered into those objects, because every word and every thought is recorded in everything. And that's why psychics can pick up something and read something in it, because of the thoughts and anything that ever happened around the area and around that artifact or stone tells and shows them what happened and who it was. They can see anything, even the license plate or even the person, or they can even see the person's name. And so that's the same thing with the artifacts. They've been imprinted by the vibrations and the actions of those that were around those artifacts of truth and wisdom and clarity that's coming out to prove what happened with the earth and the truth of how peace works. That's what's in those pyramids and in those chambers, and it was prophesied that those things would be found at this time to promote peace for us. But before those things come out, what I'm knowing and what I'm hearing right now at this moment from the ancient ones I work with, the ancestors, the spirit guides, are telling me these things for many years, and this is what I'm hearing about those pyramids that are being found. And they'll be found in the many cultures all around the earth in places where they didn't think there were even pyramids.
This news came out last August. It's supposedly the oldest pyramid in the world, and it was said to be built during the Jurassic period. It was revealed by accident when they were testing alternative methods of finding water, and the scientists discovered the underground unknown object proved to be a giant pyramid, 45 meters in height, about 50 yards, a length of about 72 meters. Said the pyramid was built during the time of the dinosaurs, has a truncated top of Mayan pyramid here. More like Egyptian pyramid. It was hollow inside, and there was a mummy of an unknown creature buried under its foundation. The small body in the form of a mummy, 1.4 meters, that's about 4.5 feet, with a crown on its head. And there was a resonance chamber, and pyramids were built in the era of the dinosaurs, and it's unknown who built it. And but I remember watching History Channel when they were, excuse me, hang on, a lot of activity around.
Blue Otter, also you're breaking up. I can't, I'm hearing every
oh, okay.
few words, though.
So. That's okay.
I can
I had
hear
to call,
you better for some reason.
But yeah, it's seems to be a lot of interest to the government.
Well, I have knowledge and information about that for people to consider. Now, I'm not telling anyone anything that they should have to know or need to know, or that I'm saying this is the way it is or that's the way it is. I understand that if we've been on this planet for millions of years and it was the ETs who came here and gave us the influence and built these pyramids and these chambers, and the dinosaurs were here, they were, the reptilians are on the planet, so they were cleared off the planet because they weren't supposed to be here after they were started warring and fighting. So the time came to clear the reptilians off the planet. Now, these little pyramids, bigger pyramids, were other beings from other cultures and the galactic forces of the other star nations, from other quadrants and solar systems and galaxies and universes, that they had came to the planet and they had planted colonies on the planet. So they were now building their sacred site with energy that would promote things to happen. And these are the beings that are being now found don't look like humans, and are small and big. They don't look like humans. They're different skeletal features. So right now, all this information is coming out. It's already in the scientific field of knowledge and wisdom all over the internet. Michael Tillinger, disprove this to the slave species in Africa, that, you know, Africans were created to be slaves by these ETs who controlled those areas for 20,000 years to get them to mine the gold to make white powder, so they give them a long life. So they created them, and then they put part of their DNA within the black nations, and then they got their consciousness. They didn't think that would happen. Now they started to evolve. And that happened the same and similar with many of the other nations on the earth, too. Now this is all coming out, that we are created by God. Who really is God? Who is the creator? Who created us on the planet? So we are all planted in these different solar systems by these creator beings who created us to evolve, become something more than what they thought we'd become. And now here we are, and this is all being proven in record now that this is it. But most of humanity has no idea about it. When they hear these kinds of things, they think we're crazy. Now it's coming out. And the scientists won't believe it because they don't have any idea about it, because they've only been trained to be scientists without the truth. Now, some of them understand and some don't, but this is what's going on. This information is now being shared. It's going out in the general public. The UFO action or the Galactic Confederations, they're not unidentified flying objects. They're objects and beings in starships that are flying to help us, and they're promoting clearing the environments with their rays of light and vibrations coming from those ships are helping keeping us together and blessing the environment and clearing the environment so we won't die from the poisons and toxins and ships. They're calming those things down with their ships flying here and there and everywhere, so they're really helping it. And there's a lot of things going on like that. And that humanity has hardly any awareness of that. Only those of us like myself and others understand that we are from the stars. We did come here from the stars, and now we are that. And now we're waiting for the rest of humanity to wake up and understand that and know it by being educated. And these beings are going to be landing sometime soon in the future and walking with us, but they're not going to come now. If they did, it'd be full-blown panic. So they'd be afraid because they don't look like us.
Yeah, yeah. I just put a link to an article up on your Facebook page about there. Apparently there's more than one pyramid there. So that may be the reason why we were so anxious to get into Iraq, and Russia's anxious to get into that area. And And if you feel like it, you might want to tell a little bit of folks a little bit about what's going on your reservation, because the EPA just returned about 100,000 acres. I guess they took it away from the state and returned it. EPA grants Wind River Indian Reservation power to monitor air. Anyway, there's quite a conflict going on there, and you and I are talking about it earlier. But I don't know if you want to comment on that or not. And
yes, I do. And there's a Clean Air Act, and so because of the Clean Air Act, we have two tribes on the reservation, known as the Northern Arapahoes and the Eastern Shoshones. And so what's been happening is right now, some of the tribal members of the Eastern Shoshones had saw that the Northern Arapahoes never had a treaty right to be on a reservation, and so they were, after the fighting with Custer, the Northern Cheyenne, the Northern Arapaho, and the Lakota tribes of Dakota, known as the Sioux Nations, came and warring and fighting in Shoshone country and doing things there. So there was a war and a fight that took place with that, and then when the cavalry and those were coming, the Shoshones had dreams and visions that there was a force coming and their people were dying because they only had bows and arrows. And the other forces that came out of the woodlands had weapons and knives, and so they were now coming into the land and doing things and taking people for slaves, like Sacagawea was taken as a slave. And then she was sold to a French guy. So that's kind of the analogy. So all this was happening. So when they came, they wanted them out of the lands because they weren't warring and fighting. And so they led the cavalry to take them out of the land. And so they were scouts for the Shoshones and the Crows, was happening to the Crows too, so they became scouts to get these warring peoples out of the land. Now, this is all in history, but this is not in the history books. And so this trickled down to what happened with this Clean Air Act. Many things happened, and all the nations imprinted the earth with this warring and fighting as part of the harsh winters and the warring and fighting with the tribes fighting, and then the whites came, and then they fought, and then the blacks came, and then they fought, and then even the yellow nations came. All the nations came here, and they all warred and fought in one way and imprinted the environment. So what this is saying about this Clean Air Act is that now that this happened, and the Arapahos were now on a march, on a long walk, like many of them, to genocide, and so they were now coming out of Colorado, being forced to march somewhere, and they were dying left and right, like many of the other forced marches. So they came to the reservation in Washakie, and those leaders of the Calvary decided that they could stay there. And they were part of the enemies that they had fought before. And they weren't traditional enemies. They weren't brothers and sisters and worked side by side. But some things happened to them, and they turned against each other, and they started fighting. And then history turned to be history. And so he talked to them, if they would join in peace and change their ways, then they could stay on the land, because they knew that they were going to die somewhere. So those leaders, it wasn't just Chief Washakie. It was many of the other chiefs. So they made an agreement with those other nations and cultures that came with them, the Cheyenne, and there was some Lakota, and some of the Sioux nations, put it that way, and then also with the Cheyenne, so the Arapaho and the Sioux nations and the Cheyennes were part of those people, so they stayed on the reservations, and then they were now asked to adopt some of the Shoshone ways, and so they were now asked to stay together with them and to promote them, work with them in their ceremonies. And so they merged with them, and then they started doing sun dances together. And they merged Shoshone and Arapaho ways together and made a way, and now they were doing their ceremonies together. So then there came a time when some of the young people found out that they weren't part of the treaty. They were just asked to be there, and then they merged into the people. And then one day the Bureau of Indian Affairs made business councils, and they needed 12 members, so they had now 6 Arapaho, Northern Arapaho, and 6 Eastern Shoshone. And so then a fight came, and that council that was won now split, and the Northern Arapaho went on one half the reservation, the Shoshone stayed on the other half. Now they were divided, and they were fighting each other. They're still been fighting, so some of the young people found out about that, so now they're saying, the Arapahos got to leave the reservation now. They're not part of the treaty tribe, so now some of the Shoshones are fighting the Arapahos. And in the meantime, the Arapahos were now bringing awareness in Riverton that Riverton is on the reservation. And so now what's going on, they're asking them to leave, and all the taxes that were being paid there to the Indian people, that they paid the taxes illegally. But what happened before that was the lands were now come underneath the Dawes Act. Way before that the tribal people were now being taxed for their own lands by the government, and if they couldn't pay their taxes, then here come the settlers and paid the taxes for the lands and got all those lands on the reservations in a Reclamation Act. And now they had a foot, they could be on the reservation because the Native people couldn't do anything because the Calvary just took it over. And then the United States ruled, and they called it Reclamation, and that's how Riverton got its foothold there to grow. It was a rendezvous site. And the rendezvous site turned into a little settlement, and then it became a big town, along with the other settlers that paid the taxes on the lands that the Native Americans couldn't pay the taxes on their own lands. And so the lands were taken. And then the Native peoples woke up on the reservation, the Shoshone said, hey, this is not right. And so they got that chopped off. But before they could get, before that happened, now the people had moved on and paid the taxes, and they couldn't get their lands back because the Calvary and the government was there and wouldn't allow that to happen. If they did do something, then they were murdered and killed and put in. And a lot of genocide happened to the Shoshones. But many things happened, and I'm just talking about part of it. Now, when this thing happens with the Clean Air Act, they're having this thing going on with the split between the Shoshones and Arapahos, and now the Arapahos are asking the white people to get off their lands in Riverton and a lot of those acres in the Reclamation Act. Now the governor and all the other people don't recognize what really happened and were to share the lands equally with each other. But now a big fight has happened between the whites, the Arapahos, and the Shoshones. And to me, it's kind of comical, It's not comical if you're mixed up in it and don't really understand how peace works, that we're to share the land equally.
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah, we live in some really interesting times. Well, at least it's not boring. It could be boring. Oh, did we lose you? Uh-oh. Did we lose you? You know what? I think we lost Benny. Did we lose you, Benny? Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. I guess I need to dial him up again. Okay, folks, bear with us. I'm dialing him up again. Okay, folks, just bear with us here a second, and I think we got. Do we have you? Do we have you back? Oh, yeah, it's you back. Okay, yeah, we lost you for a minute.
Yeah, so I was talking about all those things. I don't know if people heard me about that, but it's a long story. And Obama did a great thing through the Clean Air Act. You know, when I went back home after I'd been over in Washington doing work, and I went back to the reservation, there was a checkerboard square in the sky with chemtrails being dropped on our people, and my people have no idea about what's going on with chemtrails on the reservation. They barely even heard about them. And then there's the commodities that poisons and toxins in them. We're still going through the genocide of many things.
Yeah. If you'd like to talk with Benny, I keep calling you Benny. If you'd like to talk with Blue Thunder, give us a call at 347-996-3318. It's right there on the screen in front of you that you're listening to the interview with. And you can also Skype in, and I know Blue Thunder would love to answer your questions. And, usually, you know, we might have a few live listeners, but this interview, you know, within the next 2 weeks, will probably have, you know, several hundred listeners. We sure pray that they can get you some help with your vehicle.
We'll have a lot of things to talk about, Blue Water, so I really thank you for bringing awareness and helping out with our EarthWisdomFoundation.net website that's talking about the work we're doing up and down the West Coast to bring healing, not only to the earth, but to ourselves and our hearts, but also thanking you and, you know, getting in touch with me at on my cell phone at 360-515-8020. And my website, there's a place to help donate things there or even help us out with vehicles or whatever up and down the coast, because we're looking for some help. I put prayers in for that to happen for us. And I'm calling to all cultures and nations to join us. And everyone is doing this work, that they can get the same things that we need, because we're the natives and all cultures are doing awareness out there, and we've got all these vehicles that we need, updates. So we're asking other cultures to help, not just myself, but others alike. When we get equally, we'd like others to get equally, too, and that's our prayers. Just not for ourselves, for our own self, but for everyone equally the same. And that's the same thing with the prayers for the environment. We do it equally for everything that's created. And bless everything with love equally, and share equally, and do these kinds of things. Get back to peace and honoring each other and loving each other. And that's the work. And I thank you for doing the best you can. And we've been on here quite a bit, and so I have a lot of information about many things, and a lot of things about the environment and the history of our tribes that isn't even in the history books. And a lot of people, it's important for them to understand and things like that. So, you know, that's all I can say at this moment. And I just thank you, brother, and keep it up. You're doing great. And I really put good thoughts in that you get the funds and finances you need to keep that Prophecy Keepers Radio going.
Well, good. Well, do you feel like you're talked out, or do you want to continue for a while?
No, I think that's enough for the evening.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Do some more later sometime, and I really like to talk about some more issues that's going on in California and even back in Wyoming with the fracking, and, you know, they got marches going across the country from Los Angeles headed towards New York, and they're talking about the environment, but I do know that they don't have the information that we have, and they understood what the fracking is doing and how we can heal it and clear it. and being peaceful as they're doing it, instead of being upset or angry. And if they understood that their thoughts are transferred into the environment, if they're out there bringing awareness about the fracking and mad and honor, they're just about as bad as those who are doing the fracking.
Yep, no kidding.
That's why I'm telling all the people out there protesting. Come on, you guys. If you're not going to recognize nature's laws, you might be bringing a good awareness, but you're affecting the environment. Not to be very nice.
Yep. Well, we sure appreciate what you're doing, and we'll send up smoke and prayers for you.
Okay, brother. Thank you. And let's do some more down the road. If you need some more, someone to fill in the space, and you need some help, or I'll call you back if something's going on, and we can do another interview.
Just let me know when you want to, okay?
Okay. Blessings be to you, brother.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Good night. And good night, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases.
I'm Austin Powers. I like Gas Mojo. The very sexy, very switched on, yeah.
But you gotta have Gas Mojo, baby, yeah!
What a gas, baby, yeah!
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' Gas Mojo.
Hi, folks. This is Will Blueotter speaking on behalf of GasMojo.net Engine Booster. Immediate 25% fuel savings with GasMojo.net in just 5 minutes after installation. And your grandma can do it, so you just strap it on your fuel line, folks. Some customers report much greater savings. The GasMojo.net Engine Booster catalytically conditions any hydrocarbon fuel, be it gasoline, propane, diesel fuel. It's not a filter, it contains no metals, magnets, or toxic substances, and uses no electricity. The GasMojo.net engine booster unit is a specially designed tube containing a completely safe proprietary media. It's a passive fuel treatment process designed to disperse hydrocarbons for better performance and mileage, and also to break down carbon and other contaminants. Unlock your fuel's hidden energy potential now with GasMojo.net. And folks, you get a 100% money-back guarantee on this. I've got one on my car. It was developed by an old friend of mine, and he's an honorable person. You got to try it, folks, and go open a bank account now for all the money you're going to save. GasMojo.net, GasMojo.net. Just do it.